This is Norma, N-O-R-M-A. And last name is M-C-C-R-U-S-E. M-C-C-R-U-S-E, born 11/28/46. Norma is a 78-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of, let me tell you. End-stage congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph. Patient hasn't had any hospitalization since summer, where she was hospitalized and 55 pounds of fluid were taken off her body, period. In quotation, she has a history of hypertension, low EF, COPD, orthopnea, peripheral vascular disease, PND, left leg edema. Muscle contractures, muscle pain, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic pain, deformity of hands related to rheumatoid arthritis, obesity, as well as sleep apnea, period. Patient is totally and completely bedbound. Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, is her caregiver who's with her all the time. She also suffers from orthopnea, PND, as well as PND, period. Patient is in desperate need of provider services, but the social workers have not been able to make that happen. Patient also needs her medication more often, because she's taking the aldactone once a day, and she should be taking that on a twice a day basis. Also, a patient is taking Zoroxyl 5 mg, which is quite a strong diuretic to keep her fluid free. Despite that, she has a fluid in her legs, period, because of the right-sided heart failure, period. The patient also was offered a defibrillator, but she refused, as it was diagnosed, as it was delineated, and recorded earlier. Overall prognosis remains poor. She has a KPS score of 40%, continues to lose protein. Her blood pressure is stable at 138/84. She does use oxygen 2.5 liters, or two saturation is 96% to 98% on 2.5 liters of oxygen. Once again, she's completely and totally bedridden, ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent. Thank you.